Focus on flowers. Nation builders, men like Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, and Franklin, were all passionate about plants, nature, gardens, and agriculture. But it was Franklin who was the first of the revolutionaries to place plants at the center of the new country's struggle to survive independently. He believed agriculture was the only honest way to acquire wealth. He corresponded with gardeners in America and Europe, exchanged seeds, and experimented with them in his Philadelphia garden. When abroad, he regularly sent seeds home to his wife Deborah. When the colonists called for a boycott of British goods, he sent even larger amounts of seeds home. He was always eager to try new varieties. He saw the seeds as carrying the potential for economic viability and political freedom in the New World. On his return from Paris in 1785, Franklin transformed the vegetable plots behind his Philadelphia home into a walled, ornamental garden with a lawn surrounded by trees and flowering shrubs with gravel walks. He bought many seeds from John Bartram's nursery in Philadelphia. During the Constitutional Convention, some discussions were even held under the mulberry tree in Franklin's garden, while delegates also exchanged horticultural tips. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on Benjamin Franklin. You can now become a fan of Focus on Flowers on Facebook or follow our updates on Twitter. Just look for Focus on Flowers.